teaching us that we are called to take up our cross and follow you. I pray today that we would be willing to do this. Help us to understand that every day that we have life on this earth, living for you, that we live as part of a mission that you put before us. I pray that we would trust you to fill us with the gifts and talents that are needed to move and build and strengthen your kingdom. I pray today that we would allow the Holy Spirit to convict us. And I pray today that you would help us to see where we're guilty, where we have sinned, and what we have done. And I pray today that we would seek that forgiveness that only you can provide. Help us, I pray, not only to live in repentance, but also to live in obedience. And I pray today that we would follow the path that you've put before us. Every person. For this day in which we honor our fallen soldiers and veterans, we thank you for their sacrifice. You taught us about sacrifice, and you continue to teach us about this each and every day. Father, I pray that you will strengthen our will and our hearts, and I pray today that we would be filled with the Holy Spirit and lean upon his wisdom, guidance, and counsel in everything that we do. We lift this offering and this tithe to you today, and we give it to you out of thanksgiving and praise for everything that we have. We are truly grateful. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. Mikhail, that was amazing. Good job. Look at John. John, yeah, of course. I mean, John can dunk. Look at Mikhail. Well, to say that this day has been a long time coming would, I think, be an understatement. We are so excited. I know that I've got to do this preview, and I thought, man, you just got to keep this below a minute because I could do this for like 20. But I will tell you that when we have Mission Sunday, the norm at Community Church is to bring in a missionary that has gone somewhere else or done something else that may not be a usual suspect among our congregation on a Sunday morning. They are visitors. They are individuals who go out and spread the gospel message and do the work of the Lord, and they do it willingly, and they do it sacrificially, and sometimes they do it dangerously. And so when we honor them and we listen to them, we're reminded of what our mission is here. And to those that have accepted that mission, you understand that it comes with danger, sometimes peril, certainly circumstances that might be unusual. But to have someone in our congregation that went and did this makes it even that much more powerful. To have someone who has gone through the struggles and the trials and the peril that this young lady has, and to be able to say, I'm going to do it, and I'm not going to be concerned about it because I know God will protect me while I'm doing it. Folks, that in and of itself is an amazing message. Before you, you are going to witness and hear an account of one of the greatest young ladies I've had the pleasure of knowing. She is powerful in her ministry. She is growing in her ministry, and we're so excited about her faith and her growth and her strength. So without any further ado, please welcome our beloved Jessica Fry.
Check. Okay. So hopefully Chad told you we're all going to be here till noon so that I can talk the whole time. All right. So as everybody knows, I'm Jessica Fry. I went to Bolivia a couple of weeks ago now. Thanks to Wes Becker, I never would have had the courage to make the jump to do it. He asked me one day if I wanted to go on a mission trip, and I was like, yeah, sure. One of those things when somebody asks you, you're like, yeah, we'll meet up. Yeah, we'll get together. Never really thought that it would come to anything, but it kind of did, and I figured if God makes it happen, then I meant to go. So I was able, everything worked out. I was able to go. The time came for me to leave, and I was terrified. I dropped my dog off at my mom's house, and I was bawling. I could not get myself to get in the car to drive to go. I was so afraid of what was coming. It was so unknown. I've never left the country. This was the first stamp on my passport. I was going with people that I had met twice, so I didn't even have somebody that I really knew. So I was so scared. My mom told me I didn't have to go, but I felt like I needed to. I felt like God needed me to go, but he was just teaching me a lesson. So we got to Bolivia. We traveled for what felt like 7 years, getting there. But we made it. I also didn't realize that when I was checking the weather, I was looking at a different town, so I was expecting like 50s and kind of rainy. It was 90 with humidity of like 90%. So I was not prepared for that. But I got there, and I thought that I would feel more at ease when I got there, and I wasn't. I cried myself to sleep the first night, and I was terrified. I was so afraid of everything. I was in a country I didn't know. I didn't speak to anybody. I knew nothing. I was so out of my element, and I just didn't know what to do. And so I just sat there, and I was praying, and I was like, you know, God made this happen for a reason. There's a reason that I'm here. There's a reason that everything worked out for me to get here, my health, finances, travel, all of that. And so I just laid there, and I said, you know what, God? I said, I surrender. There's nothing else that I can do other than surrender and let it happen. I woke up the next morning, and I mean this wholeheartedly, my life has never been the same. That was the most incredible thing, going and meeting all of these children and just seeing what God can do. You only grow outside of your comfort zone. My faith was bigger than my fear. I didn't let fear stop me from going when I wanted to so bad. I wanted to just say, you know what, I'm going to stay home. I'm not going to go. I'm afraid. That's how you grow. God gives us these opportunities for a reason, and he made it happen. So I could stand here and talk and talk and talk, but I feel like the pictures kind of explain for themselves what went on when we were there. So I did stay at the orphanage in Bolivia for the entire time. There are 70 children that live there, and just kind of an idea of how it's made up. It's four houses that they live in, and it's kind of like a day camp type setting. It's not what we would think of an orphanage, where it's one big building and there's just kids all over. It's probably one of the happiest places that I've ever been. These children may not have what we think of as a family, but God has provided for them in ways that you can't even fathom. So here's a video of kind of everything that went on when we were there.
still stands. Great is your faithfulness, faithfulness. I'm still in your hands. This is my call.
Make it count, leave a mark, build a name for yourself. Dream your dreams, chase your heart above all else. make a name the world remembers. But all an empty world can sell is empty dreams. I got lost in the lie that it was up to me to make a name the world remembers. But Jesus is the only name to remember.
No hay pecadito aquí.
And I don't wanna be the last to see. I don't care if they remember me. Only Jesus. And I've only
kind of gives an idea as to what happened while we were there. The amount of love that goes through that place is just, you can't compare it to anything. I don't speak Spanish, but when you hear Jessica being hollered across the campus, it's pretty easy to know what they're saying. Those kids were the sweetest kids. I never thought at 27 I would be a grandma to 70 kids, but somehow I got dubbed abuela while I was there. So at 27, I'm a grandma to 70 children. So you never know what God's going to do with your life. While I was there, I taught English classes to all the children. You saw in there a lot of them, it looks like they're all working on something. I have a book here, and this is drawings from every single kid in the orphanage they did as a thank you to Covell Community Church for all of the gifts that we provided for them. So this will be here to look through at some point. It's amazing the skills that those kids have, just the things that they're capable of doing. It was just, the whole trip was amazing. I encourage everybody to try and make it a priority to do some kind of a mission trip, because if you've ever wondered what your purpose is, what God wants to do with your life, going to do something like that definitely sinks in. I've always wondered, what's my purpose? Why do I go through the struggles that I go through? Why? Just why? And when I got there, I felt like my purpose was because my heart, I may be missing half my insides, but my heart is not lacking in any way. And the love that I was able to receive and the love that I was able to give to those kids was just, I mean, it changes your whole world. So now, the next video that I'll show you, as everybody has been wanting to see, we raised money for shoes. I was known as the shoe girl there. Everyone could not wait. So initially, I was told that they needed flip-flops. That's what they wear there the majority of the time. I wasn't sure of the shoe store situation. I don't know how shopping goes in South America. I wasn't really sure. There was actually a shoe store. That was what we would think of as a shoe store. And I just told the kids, get whatever you want. The looks on their faces when they were shopping, and they're like, well, what about these? And I'm like, go for it. So in total, we were able to buy every single kid a new pair of shoes. They picked them out themselves. So everybody got to leave the orphanage to go into town, which was a whole thing, and we just had a great time. Everybody bought shoes. We were able to buy from one specific store, so we built up his economy. I mean, he thought that I was royalty every time we walked in because it took us four separate trips. We bought Bibles. They needed Bibles, so we provided 10 Bibles to them, and I signed it, Covell Community Church, since it came from all of us here. We also bought new soccer and volleyballs. The kids there, as you can imagine, soccer and volleyball is super important to them. They wake up first thing in the morning to go play if it's cool enough, so we bought soccer balls and volleyballs. And then the ladies that work in the kitchen at the orphanage are probably some of the hardest working women that I've ever met. They were there from the time that I woke up, and they were there when I went to bed. They work all day. They're on their feet all day. They catered to me like you wouldn't believe. As everybody knows, I have quite a restricted diet. They catered to me like I couldn't even believe. It was like having my mom there to take care of me because it was, everything was just perfect. So we also provided for them. We bought new shoes for every lady in the kitchen because they wear flip-flops. And if you can imagine standing for 14 hours a day in flip-flops, they kind of struggle with that. And the main lady that works in the kitchen, her name is Juana. She struggles with diabetes, high blood pressure, things like that. She works 364 days a year, so she doesn't really have time to go to the doctor or whatever. So we also bought her a blood pressure cuff. That was something that she really needed. That way she could keep track of her blood pressure. And you probably noticed on the videos there was a girl that was my age that was kind of with me the whole time. Another gift from God. Her name is Christina. She's a doctor. She's from Bolivia. And she was my personal translator. She is fluent in both English and Spanish. So she was with me every day. She came in the morning. She helped me teach English classes, and she stuck with me all day. She went home when I went to bed, so I had somebody to translate for me the entire time. She was a doctor. I was sick one day there, and she cured me. It was amazing. Gary and Donna had never met her before. That was her first time going to the orphanage. But she was by my side, so she's definitely a friend that God put in my life for a reason, and I'm so thankful for that. So it's just crazy. I mean, there's no answer other than God as to how these things work out and how things go the way that they do. So here's a video of all the things that we purchased for the kids.
Why you ever chose me has always been a mystery. All my life I've been told I belong at the end of the line. Well, all the other not quite. Well, all the never get it right. But it turns out they're the ones you were looking for all this time. 'Cause I'm just a nobody trying to tell everybody all about somebody who saved my soul. Ever since you read, for the world to see, nobody but Jesus. I'm living for the world to see, nobody but Jesus. Well, Moses had stage fright, and David brought a rock to a sword fight. You picked 12 outsiders nobody would have chosen, and you changed the world. Well, the moral of the story is, everybody's got a purpose. So when I hear that devil start talking to me, saying, who do you think you are? I say, I'm just a nobody, trying to tell everybody all about somebody who saved my soul.
living for the world to see. Nobody but Jesus. So let me go.
Picture there is a picture of a store. The pastor at the orphanage, Pastor Saul, his son Saulito, is building a store, and we donated to his fund because the proceeds from the store are going to go towards the radio tower, and the radio tower is what benefits the orphanage. So it all kind of comes full circle. So that's kind of everything that we provided while we were there. Everything that I told the kids whenever I would give them something, and they were always like, is this okay? And I said, where God guides, he provides. So thank you. I could talk all day, but we'll end there. So thank you, everybody, for your prayers, your money, and everything in between.
I'm in this place of gather yourself. You can do this. All right. Cam's back there with a Kleenex. I'm saying, I don't need a Kleenex. Yes, I do. So before we get to this, and I want to just address a couple things, because we could turn this into a panel where everybody could ask questions. I know we had a ton of questions. There's two I have to ask. One is, there was a little boy in a wheelchair. And they were all like freaking out. And Sharon was back there saying, what is that? And we were looking at each other saying, "What is? Was it a spider?" Okay. Wow. Okay. That's great. Okay. Yes, we did not, but great. Wow. Okay. All right. Well, and the second thing that I want to ask is, when the kids were singing, was that school or was that church or combination of both? Okay. It was great. I mean, they sing so well. We were shocked. It was very nice. Okay. Nice. Okay, good. All right, and Jillian, I have to ask you something. As one who's been through a lot of Spanish, did you recognize any of the words? Okay, all right, okay. Yeah, I was going to lean on you later and say, what in the world are they saying? All right, okay, so... Folks, this is what I want to share about Jessica, and again, her life has been one of comfort and discomfort. And, you know, it's interesting, in John 16, where we're promised the comforter when we choose to believe in Jesus and love Jesus and live for Jesus, but to be comforted, isn't it strange that you first have to be uncomfortable? And, Jess, you didn't choose this disease that you have. That makes you uncomfortable. What you did choose is to be uncomfortable, and as a Christian, we're going to be uncomfortable. This is just what life is. And so when we say yes to Jesus, we better be prepared for what Jesus is going to do in us. But it changes lives. And Jessica, you've changed lives. And so Cam and I were back there, I think, feeling exactly like Lisa did. We're like the proud parents. And so although we can never be the parents, we felt like the parents. So it's such a great thing. I want to thank, first of all, our missions team, every one of our missions team. Wes, what you're doing and what this missions team is doing is nothing short of amazing. And to see what Jessica accomplished in that short amount of time is just mind-numbing. It really is. And so we are grateful. Yeah, amen, amen. And what God can do for us and through all of us, and Jessica is proof of this. And so praise God. And when you said, and Jessica, it's so powerful that you said, I surrender. And I think that's that would be the goal of everybody here at Covell Community Church, is that we would put our arms out and say, God, I surrender. And I'm grateful that you did that, and now I pray that we'll all do that. And so with that said, we are going to go before the Lord in prayer. Obviously, this is going to be the center point of our prayers today. Continued healing for you, Jessica. Dawn, for what we talked about earlier, you're going to get a special prayer for that as well. Folks, if you have needs and requests, bring them to God. He listens, He cares, and He will provide. And I am grateful for what He does. So let's go before the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for how Jessica put it. And we know that you provide for us, and we know that you have a purpose for us, but we have to surrender to you, and I pray that we will do this. And I pray that we'll do this today. And Father, you want all of us, not just some of us. You want all of us. And that means that we have to give you everything that we have. Help us to hold nothing back, I pray. And whatever that means, if it is a trip, if it is giving, if it is loving, if it is serving, if it is helping, whatever it might be, and it will be hurting, we pray that you will sustain us and help us. to be comfortable, you first have to be uncomfortable. And I pray today that you would help us to say yes to that discomfort. Father, you have called us to a life of service and love and help. And I pray today that we would accept this as followers of Jesus. This we ask. Father, for every single young person, elderly person, working person that is in Bolivia where Jessica visited, I pray that a special blessing would be laid upon every single one of them. I pray that lives would be changed there, and I pray that Jessica's ministry and Gary and Donna's ministry and the ministry, the funds that we're giving from this Covell Community Church, the shoes, the Bibles, and the tender prayers and love that's been lifted up for them, I pray that it will make a difference in their lives. Father, I pray that you will be with every person that's struggling today for things that are happening in our workplaces that we have no control over. We know that you still control it. We know that you can control it. And so I pray that you will help us. For those who are dealing with sickness and disease and loss, and a tremendous and stark reminder this week of what can happen, that life can be lost in the blink of an eye. And so I pray today that we will be prepared to meet you on that judgment seat. Father, I pray that you would have all of our hearts and all of our lives, and we would be fully sacrificed to you. Bless all of those who are hurting and those who are needing your help on our bulletin today. We thank you for bringing our loved ones back, for healing them. We're grateful for that. We welcome them back with open arms because we miss them and we love them. And Father, I pray today that you will help us to grow in faith and strength so that we can become more like you each and every day. It's in Jesus' holy name that we pray. Amen. Let's stand and close with our final song.
Oh my soul.
And every one of us are grateful for what you did. And again, thanks for sharing. Thanks for allowing us into your life. And that is great. And so we are grateful. I would say that everybody today would admit we've been changed a little bit. Now I pray that God will continue to change us a lot. That's what we want. And Lord, we will pray and ask, make us uncomfortable, because when we're uncomfortable, that's when we can seek His comfort. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, I thank You for loving Jessica and trusting Jessica and putting her in an environment that was uncomfortable. She was comforted by You. And reminds us, Father, that You're going to put us in places that will be uncomfortable, that will challenge us, that will move us to a place where we have to trust in You. And I pray that You'll strengthen our faith, not only today, but every day. And I pray today that You will be with every single person that's grieving the loss of one of our fallen soldiers and veterans. I pray that You will lift their spirits and their hearts. Let them know that we are grateful, and help us to be mindful of the sacrifice that they made. And help us to be mindful of the sacrifice that Your Son and our Savior Jesus Christ made. Be with us today. It's in Jesus' name. Amen. Have a great week, everyone.